From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump met with Republican lawmakers late Tuesday to talk about immigration legislation. The House of Representatives is set to vote later in the week on two immigration bills, including provisions that would stop the separation of children from their parents at the southern border, a controversial and disputed issue. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Those children need you.
A tearful Elijah Cummings urged House GOP members to stand up to the president and tell him to end the policy that's led to families being ripped apart at the border.
We are better than that.
Number two Senate Republican John Cornyn was among GOP members today, saying they want to see a change.
We want to keep families together.
And though the president's not meeting with senators today, number two Democrat Dick Durbin challenged Cornyn and others to speak up.
When this president comes to the Capitol, the Republican senators who find this unacceptable, un-American, and disgusting have to tell the president that.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
China on Tuesday called President Trump's threat to place more tariffs on Chinese exports to the U.S. extreme pressure and blackmail, and threatened to retaliate. On Monday, Mr. Trump said he will impose tariffs of 10% on another $200 billion in Chinese goods, quote, if China refuses to change its practices. Russia has announced retaliatory measures in response to the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. In a statement Tuesday, Russia said it has decided to apply retaliatory measures in accordance with the World Trade Organization's rules that allow for the compensation for damage incurred by the American tariffs. This is VOA News. The oil